T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Varitek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yashinsky wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yashinsky not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posadnik getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Redemption, nope. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download the podcast on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080 The Fan and radio.com. Speaking of podcast, Beers on Us drops tomorrow. The Messenger is back.
Yes, he is.
I just realized I forgot to talk to you. I've got like some cool lagers we should drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cool.
We'll have a Messenger episode.
Quick Joe Fish beer review.
What's that?
Had the Stormbreaker lager.
Yeah.
Pretty
Which
good.
One?
I don't know. It was just a Stormbreaker lager. I don't know. 4-pack tall boys.
But you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Nice.
Don't usually drink lagers, but decided to go outside the box a little bit. And
lagers here.
It's up and it's good.
Lagers here. So we'll probably drink some lagers tomorrow. Maybe a barrel age something.
All right. Lakers are killing the Heat, apparently. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Apparently the Heat are falling apart physically as well. Bam Adebayo and Goran Dragic both left the game.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
Dang.
There you go.
That's unfortunate. I was hoping it would be a little bit of a better series.
So my $100 bet on Hero dropping 40 is not going to come true tonight?
No.
Oh, man. I feel like a sucker.
You should have thought a little better about that.
I love everybody's like, this Hero guy's killing it. And you're like, don't trust that.
It's one game, but it was really fun to watch.
It was cool. We'll never see him again. Remember when Daisuke Matsuzaka had 7 pitches?
I do. You Darvish like, has 10, by the way.
You were like, this is going to be great. He's like, you're trash.
He was great for 1 year.
Yeah. You Darvish, you know, he just had the yips.
After the cheaters got him.
He had to get over the trash can yips. Poor guy.
Now he's really good.
He's throwing tomorrow. I'm excited to watch that. Let's see. Astros close out the Twins today 2-0. And they're like the same game back-to-back. It's like Nelson Cruz has a big hit to do something for the Twins. And the Astros just squeaked by with crappy pitching that somehow did well. And the Twins suck.
Well, so what was going to win out more? The Twins.
Coming up next on the Hot Corner as we go to commercial break.
The Twins' postseason ineptitude, or the Astros' now not great lineup after they can't cheat anymore.
Yeah.
Turns out the Twins' ineptitude's winning out.
You know, I don't, you know, I tend to not, you know, you see that 18 in a row thing with the Twins, and I don't really put a lot of stock into that just because, sure, some of the players now were on the team last year. Sure, I get that, but that stretches back years.
2014.
Nobody on the Twins was on the team in 2014.
Yeah, but at some point, it doesn't matter who's on the team.
There wasn't a coaching staff. There wasn't management.
It doesn't matter who's on the team.
I disagree with that.
It's in your kitchen. You go into the playoffs
knowing. I disagree with that heavily.
That your team has lost X amount of games straight. It's in your kitchen, man.
You go into the playoffs knowing that your team lost 113 games that year and you win 2 years ago and you won a World Series. I don't buy that. I don't buy it at all.
Well, at some explain.
The Tigers lost over 110 games in 2003 and were in the World Series in 06.
Then give me an explanation for it, because
They're just bad.
It is now
that they're just not good and they have no starting pitching and the Astros are better than them. That's what it says to me.
I'm talking about the streak as a whole, not just this series. 18 consecutive games across 16 years.
Yeah.
13 of them against the Yankees.
Yeah.
You're not going to luck into one win?
You ran into the Yankees 13 of those 18 times.
You're not going to luck into one win?
You ran into better teams. If you believe in that, you're going to luck into a win, then the Mariners are going to luck into a playoff.
Maybe they will.
But they haven't, because that's not how it works. You just, luck of the draw, you faced teams that are better than you. I hate the Astros. I hate them. But I hate the Twins more, and I feel bad for them, because they just can't catch a break because the Astros were better. They have no starting pitching. Name me two starting pitchers for the Minnesota Twins.
Kenta Maeda.
Okay.
Jose Barrios.
Okay, and how'd they fare?
Both pitched pretty well, actually.
And
they lost.
At least they don't have to travel. Yeah, they don't have to deal with COVID. They just go home.
Minnesota had five hits in the series, I think. Five or six hits in the series.
Yeah, they had three today, which means they had two yesterday. And I'm pretty sure Nelson Cruz has both of those. You know, like, they're just not good. I watch this team all the time. When they lose to the Yankees, I'm not shocked. They lose to the Astros. I'm pissed because I hate the Astros, but they're also just not good.
Is it, do you think then, at least for these last few years, is it because they've become too reliant on the home run?
Yes, and they play in the Central, which is also not good. I don't care that we have three teams in the playoffs this year.
So does that mean that you subscribe to the theory that Bieber got lit yesterday because all he's done is face Central teams this whole year?
Potentially.
And he didn't face a team like New York the entire season?
I'm not willing to go that far.
Okay.
But I see your statement.
Well, and you said because the Central sucks, so I'm curious.
Right. I would like to see the wins and the starts that Bieber has for the season. And if they're all against the Central, I will back that argument. But I think the Central is not very good. And you beat up on each other. Who are two of the worst teams in Major League Baseball?
Royals and Tigers.
Are the Royals and the Tigers.
And you played them 20 times.
And you got the Indians who pitch well. You've got Chicago who hit well, and you've got Minnesota who hit well. You hit well. What do the Tigers and the Royals have? Bad pitching.
True. True that.
I don't think it's a systemic thing that the Twins have to deal with. I just think they're not very good.
But yet they keep being good enough to make the playoffs.
Because their division's not very good.
Mm. All right. I can see that. I think there's a little bit more to it at this point. I mean, you go 18 straight, and I just personally feel like that's gotta drive you insane, even if you're not the guys who did it in all 18 games.
The last time Cleveland won a World Series was 1948. You think we got a problem?
Yes.
No. I mean, yeah, we do. We can't win a World Series.
You haven't won an elimination game in a while either.
Yeah, because Yeah, because we lost to the cheating Astros, the cheating Red Sox, and a weather delay game 7 of the World Series, Michael.
Just bringing it up.
I'm done with you. We're moving on. Yeah.
By the way, did Carlos Correa's comments today, did you hear them?
No.
He actually
played really well in both games.
He said,
God, get ready for this, Patrick.
Yeah, he said, he goes, you know, a lot of people are angry, but we won the series. We beat a good team. What are they going to say now?
This one's for the haters out there.
He said, yeah, what are they going to say now? And everyone went, that you guys are cheaters.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say now.
And the Twins aren't very good.
This changes nothing. Like, you beat a team that's lost 18 straight postseason games and you're still cheaters.
Yeah, and you used to beat teams like 8-0, and you squeaked these games out.
With two RBI singles from Kyle Tucker and a Correa solo home run.
It's the most Dusty Baker thing I've ever seen in the world. It's like, okay, so we usually go for the long ball, but out of nowhere, let's play small ball. And you're like, that's a terrible idea, and Dusty's like, we're going to do it.
Well, they won.
Well, they won because they played a bad team.
Altuve is bad.
Altuve is bad. Also, I hate that the announcers, we were texting about this yesterday, just dancing around the cheating scandal.
Drove me insane.
I heard them talking. They were like, who is it? It was Carl Ravitch, who I love. And Ravi was like, Carl Ravitch was like, you know, Jose Altuve has struggled this season. He was very likable. Everyone loved him. And then after the cheating scandal, he became the enemy. And, you know, he just hasn't handled that very well. Or it's because he doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, they said.
Maybe it's that, dude.
This was Eduardo Perez about Alex Bregman. He goes, he's just missing that swag this year. He used to play with so much swagger, and now he doesn't really have that confidence. And I went, because he doesn't know what pitch is coming.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you think he was such a douche? Because he knew what pitch was coming.
It's like at one minute he was hitting on chicks because he looked like Justin Timberlake, and the next minute he's hitting on chicks because he looks like me. And it's like, yeah, dude, you're going to struggle a little bit.
On the Altuve.
You're going to lose a little bit of that swag.
On the Altuve front, I was watching that same at-bat, and he's like, Eduardo Perez, he's like, I just feel like he's out there guessing a lot more this season.
I'm
you think?
Yeah, dude, you think? This game is guessing.
They were showing the stats from the last 3 years, and they were just like, man, they're really struggling hitting the fastball this year. I wonder why.
There was a graphic that was like 2017 averages for six of the different players on that team, and then their 2020 averages, huge discrepancy in all of them. And they're like, huh.
A down year for Houston. Yeah.
Before Altuve broke out, I sat here and was like, Correa's the guy. Correa's the future of that team. Correa's the best hitter. He's going to be the best player on that team. Weird. You take trash cans out of it, and Correa's the best hitter. Weird. You bring in a singles hitter who wasn't part of the trash can, is the other best hitter. I'm shocked, I tell you. Just absolutely shocked.
Man.
I hate the Astros.
That game.
Who are they going to play?
They're going to play White Sox or A's.
Oh, God. They could go to the ALCS.
Could. They won't. A's and White Sox are way better than the Twins.
I hope so. I hope you're right, Mike.
Did you watch those games, dude? The Astros look terrible.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have won game one except for Jorge Polanco throwing the ball away.
Because the Twins are bad. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not just that they lose all the time in the playoffs. It's that they're not good.
So you're reinforcing Mike's point.
No!
It wasn't the Astros being good. It was the Twins being bad.
Yes, but it's not because they lose postseason games. It's because they're not good. It's like, wow, the Lakers really taking the Heat to the woodshed. What do you think? They have LeBron. The Heat are garbage. They went through the East and Boston couldn't do anything.
Patrick is very passionate in this segment.
Toronto's got a shot. No, they don't. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. This is garbage. I've watched Kyle Lowry since day one. He's terrible.
I wouldn't say terrible.
He's not good. I'd rather have Russell Westbrook.
Who?
We need to go. We need to
Russell
move on.
Westbrook.
We need to move on. I'm over this. Do you want to go Cardinals Padres or you want to bang on the Cubs?
Let's do Cardinals Pods. That was an interesting game today.
All right. Cards Pods next. Hot Corner. 10A the Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:21 as I sit here in misery once again as the Yankees lead the Cleveland Spiders 8-6, top of the seventh. Runner on first, one out. McKenzie at the on the bump, and
Stanton just came. It's a good pitch.
That's what Stanton does.
McKenzie's got some good stuff. Yeah, got a little good little change up there. That slider was a nice pitch.
Yeah, he's great. And the Cleveland third baseman, Gio Scherla, at the dish on a grand slam on the night, dude. Indians are killing it tonight, man. Him and Jose Ramirez. Frankie actually had a base hit for the first time in his life.
Then grounded into a double play.
I hate you. Cashman looking young these days.
What are we setting time out for?
I don't know. Cashman looks good.
So two people got thrown out of the game, apparently. Oh, pinch runner. Okay. Two people got thrown out of the game. Apparently they snuck into Progressive Field and had to get arrested.
Were they mistaken and they were interviewing for the manager job when the Yanks don't win the World Series this year? Or was Cashman like, guys, the job's not open. It's mine. It's been mine.
I'm not taking the bait. I'm not taking the bait.
All right, we're going to go to the south side of... No, we're not going to go to the south side of Chicago.
Show me your taxes.
We're going to go to SoCal.
Show me the taxes.
Show you the what?
The taxes.
The taxes? Would you just shut up?
Man.
I got home and I like got on Facebook and everybody was like, this night sucked. And I was like, I totally agree. I can't believe Bieber got lit. Do you know I posted that last night and then I woke up this morning and had zero likes?
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, like, I don't care.
But I would have liked it if
but
I saw
like,
it.
But I like trolled it on the Facebook. I was like, this night was such a disaster. The clear, better person came to the plate. Or I was like, came to play tonight and just had to take haymakers from the opposition. I still love you, Bieber. I also think it's because I said I still love you, Bieber. And people were like,
Justin Bieber?
This guy is sad about the debates and likes Bieber? I'm out of here. I was like, oh, man.
Who is this person? I thought I knew Patrick. Man. I thought he liked like Dave Matthews Band and other stuff like that. What is Bieber?
Bernie. I'm just joking. Elizabeth Warren, where are you, girl? I need you. Cardinals beat the Padres today 7-4 to take a 1-0 lead. And I think a lot of people thought this series was going to be boring. Padres in two. Everybody was really exciting. But some issues reared their head. I thought throughout the season, a lot of people said that the Padres had a real rotation. And I wasn't sold on a lot of those guys, whether it was Zach Davies or Chris Paddock. Obviously, I know Clev. So I thought he was the shining bright spot, but everyone kind of, you know, and obviously he's hurt right now, but I wasn't sold on these other guys. And they walked into a veteran laden St. Louis Cardinals team and kind of got smacked around today.
Well, injuries are huge.
Injuries are big. Sure. I agree.
Their best two starting pitchers, Mike Clevinger and Dinelson Lamet, both out for the series. Agreed. There was some hope that they would be ready to go, but they were not. So they had to go to Chris Paddock, who was their number three starter.
Mm-hmm.
One of their better young pitchers, but has not had quite as good of a year this year. And he honestly just got rocked today. First playoff start for him in his career, right? He gets smoked in the first inning, four runs, a two-run home run to Paul Goldschmidt. And what's been the biggest issue for the Padres this year? Their bullpen.
Yep.
So if you can't trust the starter to go more than three innings and you got to bring the bullpen in, chances are not very good that you're going to win. Kirby Yates, by the way, out for the year, like in day one.
Yeah, right? I'm aware of this. I drafted him high in our fantasy league that I finished higher than you in.
Yes, you did. So that's the problem for the Padres.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're great. They got a lot of talent. They scored runs today. The Cardinals threw a guy they signed to be their closer.
Yep.
And they threw him as a starter today. He didn't pitch great, but when you score seven runs, you're fine.
He did all right.
The Padres are not winning this series because they're starting Zach Davies tomorrow.
Yep. They're done.
They might go to three. Who's going for the Cardinals tomorrow? Is it Wainwright?
I would imagine it's Waino tomorrow.
Is Flaherty healthy?
I was looking at the box score. Yeah, Flaherty's healthy. I was looking at the box.
Why wouldn't Flaherty go tomorrow?
I was looking at the box score because Waino's thrown like three complete games in his last four starts. Tomorrow is Adam Wainwright.
Wow.
The veteran Adam Wainwright.
I could see the Padres winning tomorrow, but
potential Hall of Famer Adam?
Maybe. Who do you start in game three then if you're San Diego? I mean, because your two best guys are done. So I don't know. I'm sad about it.
You start the great Mike Lynch.
I can give you one inning.
I got it.
You
can give him one. That's more than I can give him.
Was really excited to watch the Padres. And I thought they could win. And I wanted to see them go up against the Dodgers in the second round because they're the four seed, right? Five seed. So that would be the matchup against the Dodgers. It's just not meant to be this year. It's very similar to like the Blue Jays, right? You're on the cusp. Uh-huh. And it's only been one game, but you're on the cusp and you're not quite ready to take that leap, but you're just about there. That's kind of how it feels to the Padres because of the injuries more than anything else.
RBIs for the St. Louis Cardinals today. Matt Carpenter, Dexter Fowler, Paul Goldschmidt, Yadier Molina, veterans. Yes. The big studs for the San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr., 5 left on base. Manny Machado, 1-for-5.
Ooh. What about
Eric Hosmer? 0-for-4, but he got a ribby with a sacrifice.
Okay.
Will Myers, 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. This is it, man.
Yeah.
When you can't pit, like,
Once you get in the playoffs, you got to have those guys get hits.
You got to have it do it. And it was exciting and it was sexy. And it's just not, you're just not there yet. You're just not there yet. And Chris Paddock pitched 2.1 innings, gave up 6 runs. Well, he was owed 6. He was pulled, and then Strom gave up the big hit that got a couple more runs in. But the San Diego Padre bullpen, only Rosenthal gave up a run in the 9th inning.
Oh, so they pitched much better than I thought.
They pitched well today.
So almost all the runs came off of Paddock. Okay.
5 walks from the bullpen.
Mm, okay.
Five walks from the bullpen, but 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 strikeouts. 9 strikeouts from the bullpen. St. Louis. Kim threw 3.2, gave up 3 runs, 5 hits. The St. Louis bullpen, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks.
Only 3 strikeouts, though.
I don't care.
Former Yankee in the Luke Voit trade, Giovanni Gallegos with the win. How about that?
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of things that stand out to me in this. And
their
back end
of their bullpen is really good because Gallegos has been good.
Yep.
Andrew Miller's their hold guy. Yep. And then Alex Reyes throws 102 miles an hour as their closer. Bravo, Cardinals. I did not watch a lot of Cardinals baseball this year.
And it's interesting to me. And I think we're going to pay for it. Also, this Carlson kid, I heard a fun stat today while I was listening. He went 2-for-3 today with 2 walks.
All right.
Yeah, 2-for-3 today with 2 walks. No RBIs, but he scored 2 runs. He is only the 3rd Cardinal under the age of 25 to bat cleanup in a playoff game in St. Louis history.
Really?
Can you name the other 2?
3rd Cardinal to bat cleanup
in a postseason game under the age of 25.
Pujols?
Yep.
And, is it an easy one?
Should be.
Who?
Stan the Man.
Ah, well, okay.
That's why I got excited.
Yeah.
Because I listened to it. They were like, only 2 players ever. I was like, there's got to be a modern one that I'm not thinking of, and duh, Stan the Man Museum. Oh. And they were like, Albert Pujols. And I was like, ah, there it is. It was the Leonardo DiCaprio meme. I was like, oh, right there, Albert Pujols. And then they were like, and the great Stan Musial. I was like, of course it was Stan the Man. You know,
it's funny because I always view it the opposite way as you. I think of the modern guy first. So I was like, oh, duh, Pujols. And I was like, wait, who's the classic? Who's the classic? Ah, Stan Musial.
Only 2 center fielders have had 3 putouts in the same inning in San Francisco Giant history. One is this random dude today, and who is the other? And you're like, Willie Mays? And they're like, correct, it is Willie Mays. Who has made this guy is the first all-star at shortstop for the Yankees since who? And you're like, Derek Jeter. And they're like, good guess. You got it.
By the way, Brewers just hit a 2-run shot to make it 3-2.
Yeah, we'll probably switch over to that game as my team's about to die again.
No, you'll be fine.
Let's see. Where are we going next?
Do we have anything? Oh, Marlins, Cubs, and then Dodgers, Brewers, the last 2.
Oh, yeah, we'll make fun of the Cubs. I like that.
I didn't do anything with it today, but I kind of thought the Marlins were going to win today.
The game was actually really good until it wasn't.
The Cubs, I don't think, are that good.
See, and I was the opposite. We'll do that next. We'll swing around. But first, here's Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I love this text coming in on the fan text line, 503-250-1080 from our good friend JR. Who had 9/30/2020 as the night Patrick had a stroke? That's a good one. I was close. The old ticker can't handle it these days. However, these days, the ticker's in really good shape. Like, I've alleviated a lot of stress off my life.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, we're sleeping well, we're eating well.
You're thinking well.
I'm thinking well. I still cuss like a sailor.
Yeah, and you also said Wessel Westbrook.
I did say Wessel Westbrook.
It's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
But you did it.
It's hard to say when you're angry.
Yeah. That was you got very angry at the end of that segment. It was a lot, maybe not anger, passion. You had passion.
Yeah, I'm not cocky and arrogant. I'm
right.
Flashy and entertaining.
Yes. That's Patrick Harris to a T right there.
I'm Jose Ramirez. I am not Bryce Harper. Who's the opposite of Bryce?
Well, we
No, sorry. Who is the similarity of Bryce that I love but should be another Bryce Harper?
Josh Naylor. Your new favorite Indian?
I don't know.
Dude, that guy looks like a douche.
He looks like a douche. But we traded one douche for another douche, so it's like even par.
Okay, I guess.
I see Josh Naylor and I'm like, Mike Clevenger. Got a nice tan going there, bud.
When he hit that home run off Cole yesterday, and it was, what, like 6-2 at that point, he went into the dugout and threw his helmet as hard as he could into the dugout and started screaming. And you're like, whoa, relax, buddy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, Kike's brother's at the plate right now, so we'll see how things go.
For those who don't know, that's a joke from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a joke. Kike and Cesar Hernandez are not brothers, but I like to think they are.
Yeah, and Leovan Hernandez is their dad.
Yeah, and El Duque is their estranged cousin.
Their grandfather.
Their grandfather. Right. El Duque is their grandfather. And you're like, isn't he brothers with Levon? And you're like, no, again, Hernandez is a popular last name. Marlins Cubs in game one today. As let's see, who were their starters? Hendricks for the Cubs and Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Was the starter for the Marlins. And wasn't Alcantara the closer for them a few years ago?
I don't believe so. No, I think he's always been a starter. Okay. He's one of their young arms who I think maybe is in his third year or something. He has not been very good. This year, I actually watched him pitch the last week of the season because he started against the Yankees. He looked really good.
Well, they both pitched really well until the Cubs trotted out Hendricks in the seventh and it all went bad news.
That's because the Cubs have no bullpen.
Zero. Still, to this day, no bullpen.
And Dave Ross doesn't trust anybody there. So it's like, well, we got to keep going with Hendricks. And Corey Dickerson happened.
Yep. Corey Dickerson had the big dinger off Hendricks. Two on, one out. So there's a three-run bomb that really just kind of broke things open for them. And here we are again, Mike. The Marlins are winning baseball games.
In the playoffs.
I don't believe this team. I don't think they're going to go far. Can they beat the Cubs? Yes. Will they beat the Cubs? Maybe. I don't believe in this team long term. However, they keep winning baseball games.
When the Marlins make the playoffs, they win World Series.
Yeah. We won a game.
It's just that simple.
We won a game yesterday. We win one tomorrow. That's two in a row. That's called a winning streak. Mm-hmm. This is true. The last two times the Marlins were in the playoffs, they won the World Series.
2003 and 1997.
I like to
against
pretend,
both of our teams.
I like to pretend that 97 didn't exist. That was a great World Series, and for some god awful reason, you think 2003 was a good World Series.
No, I don't.
I know. I just wanted
it was a terrible World Series. I even went to game one of that World Series. It sucked. Josh Beckett's too good.
Humble brag.
Is that a humble brag?
I even went to game one of that World Series.
Yeah, I was invited. I did not have tickets. My family did not have tickets. My dad had a coworker who had tickets, and they're like, hey, does Mike want to be our fourth? And I was like, yes.
Yep.
Sat in the bleachers. It was fun.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I sat in the bleachers for game one and two of the 16 World Series.
Yeah.
It was cold. It rained in night two.
I was jealous of you. That sounded fun.
I was so drunk game one. So drunk.
Did you remember any of it?
Yeah, I remember all of it. Roberto Perez hit his second home run. I just started sobbing. I looked around at everybody around me, and everybody was cheering. I was like, these are my people. I looked at my mom. She's like, I'm cold. And I was like, Mom, I love this.
Give me another beer.
Give me a beer. Cubs were not good today. And more importantly, the Cubs were not good at the plate. I think if you can get Kyle Hendricks into through six in the playoffs, especially with the way people manage today, and you can muster up three runs, I bet you they pull him. But the fact that you're going into the seventh and it's 1-0, Chicago's up, Ross probably leaned on him a little longer than he should have. And then, bam, Dickerson shows up.
Bomb to left.
And the Marlins bullpen closes it out.
I think there's two ways I was kind of looking at this series.
This is like the grossest team in the world to watch, the Miami Marlins.
I disagree. They're not gross. They actually, to be fair, they actually play pretty solid baseball. They just don't have any players that excite you.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But they do play good baseball, but you just don't know a lot of the guys on the team.
I did like Dickerson in Pittsburgh.
So,
or was he in Colorado?
He was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Jesus Aguilar, former Milwaukee Brewer as well.
Former Cleveland Indian.
Really?
Former lot of people.
I thought he was mostly a Brewer. I thought he went.
Yeah.
And then he got traded once and now he's on the
Yeah, he's bounced around.
All right. Anyway, I think they play good baseball. I do think Don Mattingly is actually a pretty good manager. When you give him some players that have some talent, he's decent.
I do think so too, my friend.
I don't think the Cubs are that good. I think that because of the bullpen issues and because of their inconsistent hitting, which has been a problem all year for them, I was worried going into the series. I kind of by default just picked them in my head to win because, well, it's the Marlins. But I was worried about them. I'm assuming Darvish goes tomorrow. It's going to be great to have Darvish throwing for them in the playoffs again, and hopefully he's able to pitch well in the playoffs like he pitched all year. But I just feel like the Cubs are one of those teams that, frankly, I thought my team, the Yankees, might be like this year too because of how they played in the regular season. You might just not be able to turn the offense on at the right time. You know, sometimes when you watch the season, you see those teams struggle. It's like, once you get in the playoffs, it's a different animal. You got to be able to turn it on.
See, you know,
some teams can't do it.
And I was kind of the opposite. I actually thought the Cubs were good. Sure, they had bullpen issues, but I thought they were this, like, maybe not win the World Series, but cause some problems in the playoffs. I thought they were a little sleeping giant-esque because they do have studs in their lineup.
Yeah.
Absolute studs. And Hendricks is a good pitcher. Yu Darvish is going to get Cy Young votes. Yu has had a phenomenal year, and I'm excited to watch him pitch tomorrow because of how good he's been this year. But I really thought this team was being massively overlooked. And then you watch the game today and you're kind of like, nope, Mike's right. I don't think this team's very good.
It's like, who do you trust?
Well, and I remember
Javi Baez, but he swings at everything.
He swings at everything. And Chris Bryant's had a rough season, and, you know, Rizzo's getting up there in age. And, you know, I think before COVID, when we were like prepping for the season, we were kind of looking at the Cubs thinking these guys aren't going to be very good. And then for some reason, I thought they were going to be good.
It just, you like reverted to 2 years ago.
Yeah. That you see the same names and the same kind of thing. And you're like, yeah, it's like the year after the Royals won the World Series. You're like, these guys should be good. And it's like, no, they're not.
You know who's starting for the Marlins tomorrow?
Who?
Sixto.
Your boy. Sixto. Your boy, Sixto. Who's starting for the Cubbies tomorrow?
Darvish.
Oh, Yu Darvish, right.
My boy, Yu Darvish. It's going to be a good start.
Dude, Darvish, I'm really excited.
I am happy that a couple of the series ended because although I very much enjoyed the 8 games today,
it's hard to watch multiple games as
once.
It was
overwhelming.
Yep.
So we got 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 tomorrow. So we'll be able to focus on Reds, ooh,
who's
Braves.
Who's the 9 a.m. game?
Reds, Braves. We'll be able to focus on that a little bit. And then we'll get to Marlins, Cubs, White Sox, A's, which I'll focus on more because that's the elimination game.
So Marlins, Cubs are on while we're doing podcast?
11 a.m.
When are we doing podcast?
1:30 probably.
1:30. So is there a game on during then?
Well, yeah, it'll be White Sox, A's is on at 12.
I don't want to watch that game.
You don't want to watch game 3?
No, I don't care.
Okay. And then you got Cardinals, Padres, 2 o'clock. Ooh, Yanks, yeah. Indians, if this goes the Indians' way at 4.
When this goes the Yankee way, there will not be a game tomorrow.
And then 7 p.m. for Dodgers, Brewers.
Okay. I hate Gio Urshela. Brian Cashman coming out of the dugout.
Urshela.
When we come out, we will finish up this show. This is the Hot Corner Baseball on Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I think this is the third time we've watched a Yankee Indians postseason game together on the air, Mike. And so far, there's a good chance you go up 3-0 in that race.
Well, I know the one was game 5 of the ALDS.
That was awful.
17?
Yep, that was really rough.
Where the Indians in that series had a 2-0 lead.
Yep.
And then I think Gardner actually got a hit. I remember that was the, and I'm going to kill myself. That was you like monotone just going. What was the other one? I swear there was another one. Was it last year? Did we play you guys last year?
I feel like it's, yeah.
So
you swept us.
Did we sweep you?
I think so.
No, we played the Twins first last year. The Yankees did. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I feel like there was two or three times.
I feel like there was a wild card game.
Between the two of these teams?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. But either way, yes.
Back when the Red Sox were cheating and had actual players instead of people like you and me. By the way, I think they're going to be bad for a while.
Boy, it makes me happy that they suck.
Makes me happy, too.
Alex Verdugo did look pretty good this year, though.
Dang it, Michael. I was just about to ask you something, and I totally forgot.
Ah, I found the answer to Rob's query. Rob texted me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, apparently either a blind man or someone who is not watching the series is managing the Indians. And I said, what specifically happened? I'm only half watching during the show. And he goes, he just pinch hit for Naylor. Whoever this is up is pinch hitting for Naylor.
Because you didn't see him. His last at bat was just swinging for the fences. Literally. I swore on the air because he swings at the fences. Okay. It was like the fastball was at his eyeballs and he was like, I'm trying to send this baby deep.
But you know what? They made the switch. So he's saying they made the switch and then the Yankees called for Loaisiga because Britton's a lefty.
Yeah.
So they went back to righty righty on Luplo.
Totally. Cashman made a good call.
Who just hit a double.
Let's go. Go. Turn him. Please do something.
Tie game.
I love this. Speaking of bad managing. Wow. Speaking of bad managing,
it's lit.
You know how I feel, by the way, text Isaac Rop, that's good managing.
I just said
that's
well.
That's our future manager right there. Thank you, Travis Scott. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Speaking of managing and poor managing, Walker Buehler gave up that dinger in the Dodgers game. Dave Roberts pulled him.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. Walker Buehler went four innings and gave up two runs.
The Dodgers pen has not been.
Julio Urias is in the game right now.
Very good.
You want to talk about questionable decisions? Naylor's been hot. Why do you pull him? Okay. Works out for him. Cookie, why are you pulling him? Next guy gives up a grand slam. You're going to pull Walker Buehler because he gave up a home run in the fourth. I was just looking at the line. I was just looking at his stat line. Let me see if I can get this back. I've got it back. Three hits. Sure, he walked two guys. Three hits and gave up the one dinger, and Dave Roberts pulls him.
Yeah, I'm no longer considering Dave Roberts a good manager.
Who would I rather have as my manager, Dave Roberts or Aaron Boone? That answer is so easy.
Aaron Boone?
It's Aaron Boone, without a doubt. I think Dave Roberts might be the worst manager in the playoffs.
Even though that just happened, Loaisiga gave up a two-run double.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a gamble that worked out.
Right.
Like, Alomar made a gamble. Like, Tito's not on the bench. But Sandy is a great guy. He's been around baseball forever. Dave Roberts has just never proved to me that he is this, okay, you won the division 8 years in a row. You've been to the World Series three times. That's cool, dude. That's cool.
I wonder how much the wind took that ball, too. Because Hicks was just running. It was like, uh-oh, where is this ball going?
Well, and it looked like a routine fly ball to center.
It did.
It looked like
And then it was just carrying and carrying. It's similar to the home run from Sanchez. It's a routine fly ball, and the wind is gusting out right center.
Yep.
I wonder how much of it was that.
But, you know, that's the thing with managers. It's like we second guess, we give credit. Like in baseball, you know, there's a lot of chance. You know, you're looking at a game that if you succeed a third of the time, you're a Hall of Famer.
Very true.
But the last time I checked, Dave Roberts does not succeed a third of the time. Like, Walker Buehler is not in the game.
That is very strange to me.
Because he gave up a home
run?
Their
biggest weakness is their pen that hasn't been consistent.
Right.
Kenley Jansen's good but had a really bad end of the year.
Yeah.
And you take out your ace? And it's only 3-2.
And you're going to throw Kershaw tomorrow.
Who?
Right?
We all know how Kershaw does in the
play. Now, I love Kershaw, and I've never been one to pile on him. I've always been almost an apologist for him because I just think he's got a bad rap for it. Ooh, don't throw at my catcher's face.
Hit him in the hand?
Toss him. Throw him out, ump.
That's not good.
Nope. He's like, I'm done.
Marte broke his hand today, too. He got hit in the hand by a pitch.
That's my catcher, man.
Well, you've got three of them, and they're all really good.
Yeah, but Roberto Perez... That's my catcher, man. Dude, he hit two home runs in the game that went to the World Series.
That he did. You got Austin Hedges now.
We also got Sandy Leon.
Ooh, that hit him in the wrist. Ow. That looks like it hit him in the chin, too.
Yeah.
Ugh. Did he swing? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He did go. He did go. However, the ball hit him in the face first.
Well, hit him in the wrist.
It sounds like the face to me. Anyway, I'm really glad that this game is on right now because if we were watching the Dodger game right now, I think I would be absolutely livid. And if I were a Dodger fan, I'd be calling for blood.
That is such a baffling decision.
This is your best chance. I get it. It's COVID. And some people might argue that this doesn't really count this year, but I don't care. This is literally, the Dodgers are the best team on paper by far. I wouldn't say that. I actually don't think they're that great.
Well, I think, no, remember we on paper, they are the best team.
But I'm constantly like, why are these guys good?
Well, but the last few years, I think they've proven to you why they're good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That was like 3 years ago you said that. Now you're like, well, I get it. But they've got a lot of guys who I didn't think were going to be good that turned out to be really good.
But Cody Bellinger's not good this year.
That he's not. But last year he had like 350.
Yeah. It's true. Did he win the MVP? Did he win the MVP last year? I think he did, right?
Ooh. I don't know.
In the National League?
Press saying in the game?
That's my quarterback.
That's my catch.
That's my teammate. That's my boy. Him and Sanchez are talking to each other in Spanish, and he's like, I've been,
He's like, I've been there, man.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. All right, we'll be back next week, and things will probably be a lot different in the playoff structure, so hang tight and enjoy yourself. Beers and Us podcast will drop tomorrow around 4 o'clock wherever you get your podcast, radio.com, including 1080thefan.com. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fish behind the glass, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, like just please, baby Jesus. Shapes and colors. Let's do this, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.